This may not rank with the flooding of New Orleans, but Tennessee's flooding is breaking records. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports on the cleanup.
For nearly 2 days, David Ellis has been right here in the cellar of the Big River Grill in downtown Nashville. He's trying to pump out water from the Cumberland River that's coming in faster than it's been going out.
The basement's done, you know, it's toast right now. The switch gear, electrical gear, it's all underwater.
The overflowing river was swelled by 14 inches of rain over 2 days. Many of the swollen creeks that swallowed homes flow directly into the Cumberland. Compounding the problem is a move by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's releasing water from upstream lakes that are at record-breaking levels.
Well, quite frankly, I mean, this is a historic event.
Andy Gnipp and hundreds of others wanted their picture taken in front of buildings like the Country Music Hall of Fame, which now sits partially underwater.
After seeing it all weekend, it's something that we wanted to come down and take a look at.
As Gnipp snaps a photo, others pile last-minute sandbags on a levee that's begun to leak under the pressure of the river, and emergency officials keep finding bodies. Late yesterday, an elderly man was discovered in the floodwaters behind a grocery store. Nearby was his wife's body. They were apparently on their way to church when their car was swept away. Survivors are regrouping at Red Cross shelters, like this one at the Gordon Jewish Community Center.
Are our cookies kosher?
Volunteers have been feeding evacuees like Faye Harper, who left her house Sunday in a canoe. Hers was one of more than 1,000 water rescues conducted around Nashville.
My neighbor across the street knocked on the door and said, "You've got to get out of here." I looked at it, I didn't even know. I think I've lost everything.
At 80 years old, with a diabetic husband who's 90, thinking about what's next for Faye Harper and many in Tennessee seems almost too much. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
We've been getting some notes from some of our listeners around Nashville. Brian Copeland wrote, "Every bed and guest room in our house was full last night with people who were flooded out."
Kimball Bosworth said that because of flood water on the streets, she had to drive on the interstate all around Nashville to make it less than 1 mile to the pharmacy.
We found those comments on the Morning Edition Facebook page, where people are also posting photos, including shots of the flooding at the Grand Ole Opry.